We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, has resigned from the board of a Chinese private equity firm. Michelle Franzen here joining us to talk a little bit more about this. Michelle, what was the reasoning given for the move?
Well, that's right. The announcement came yesterday. Biden's impending plans, he wants to dispel, quote, purported conflicts of interest or appearance of such conflicts. That's according to the statement that was released by the younger Biden's attorney yesterday. 49-year-old Biden, the son of course, former Vice President Joe Biden and 2020 candidate, facing intense scrutiny, not only from President Trump and also his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, about whether or not he, in their words, has cashed in on his father's time in office. This Chinese firm, he's been on the board there for a while. Of course, Joe Biden no longer in the White House or serving in the Obama administration, but there was a company beforehand that President Trump and his attorney brought up, Hunter Biden. It was the Burisma. That was the Ukrainian National Gas Company that sort of sparked this whole back and forth between President Trump and Biden and all the accusations. Of course, these are unsubstantiated allegations made by President Trump, but the appearance of a conflict of interest was enough for Biden to step down. Now, former Vice President Joe Biden, talking to reporters also over the weekend, saying that he did not consult with his son over this and that he supports what he's doing to step down, and he said anyone in the Biden White House under his administration from his family would not be allowed to hold an office there or sit in on cabinet meetings. That was sort of a jab back at President Trump, of course, his daughter Ivanka, as well as his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, very involved as advisors to the president.
All right. It'll be interesting to see what happens now tomorrow night, which is the next debate that Joe Biden will be on the stage for, right?
Well, that's true. You know, this certainly has impacted Joe Biden's his run, his campaign so far. He's been on the defensive now for a few weeks. Some people have criticized that the former vice president wasn't strong enough in coming out against these allegations. So we'll have to see how he handles it tomorrow night. Certainly that will be a question, I am sure, by the debate moderators. We don't know exactly also how his fellow Democratic candidates and rivals will take this on.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.